Hi, I'm Joy Jackson, and this is Treasures Old and New from ART. October is the time for ghost stories, and ART has recorded some doozies. Ghost of Benjamin Sweet is a play that I have restaged 4 times. Here's the most current, with Michael Mokey O'Reilly as the Ghost of Benjamin Sweet.
American Radio Theater presents a recreation of The Ghost of Benjamin Sweet. Bolt the doors, fasten the windows, turn out the lights. Sit down quietly in the dark and meet the Ghost of Benjamin Sweet. It's midnight of All Hallows' Eve in the dark of the moon. Cold, stabbing stars sprinkle chill whispers of light across the silent graveyard near the edge of town. Around the graveyard is a high, sharp, spiked fence, and on top of the fence sits the tired ghost of Mr. Benjamin Sweet.
It's a thankless job. A thankless job. No rest. No relaxation. I'm tired of it. I am. It's haunt here, haunt there, chase around on silly errands night after night. And Halloween's worst of all. Overtime. Meet your quota. End of the year. I wish I had a pipeful of good tobacco. I wish I had a pipeful of any kind of tobacco. Don't hoot at me, you brainless bag of feathers. Any minute now, they'll be after me. The whole bony, chain-rattling crew of them. Brother, they'll say. Down off that fence and get to work. Moan and groan and rattle your chains.
Moan and groan and rattle your chains.
Brother, get to work.
Don't sneak up behind me like that. I never have gotten used to it.
Move over. There's room for both of us on that fence.
What's the matter with you? Fed up, too?
Fed up? Why, the night's just beginning. I feel fine.
Oh, nuts.
That's a very fine-sounding owl.
All owls sound alike.
What are your plans for tonight?
Oh, I've got a terrible night ahead of me. That's another thing that makes me mad. When there's a dirty job that nobody else wants, what do? Just give it to Sweet, they say. He doesn't matter. I have a good mind not to do this job at all.
Brother, do you want a word of warning?
No!
I'll give it to you anyway.
I wish I had my old briar pipe.
Ghost of Benjamin Sweet, you're slipping. Slipping fast.
I don't care if I am. I'm tired of being a ghost. I haven't had a vacation since I died. And look at the job they gave me tonight. Go and scare Theobald Tubbs, they say. Do you know who Theobald Tubbs is, brother?
Everyone knows Theobald Tubbs.
Why, he's the worst old fogey in this country. Nothing in the air, the earth, or the water can scare him. It's been tried before by experts.
All I know is they've got their eye on you at headquarters.
Oh, they have they?
Yes, and I was sent to warn you. They don't like your attitude. You aren't making your quota this year. They say you don't haunt worth a nickel anymore.
And what can those transparent nobodies do to me if I don't?
Don't forget you're a transparent nobody yourself. And there's always a cupboard.
Cupboard? What cupboard?
Did you never hear of the skeleton in the cupboard? Every family must have one, and with a click of their bony fingers, the power that be can switch you into a skeleton and stuff you into somebody's cupboard. How would you like that?
That's just talk. Headquarters, hmm?
Somebody's coming up the road.
Let them go by this time.
Never! There's a penalty for that. Amendment 13, Section 13. No human may be permitted to pass a graveyard unmolested on Halloween night.
All right, all right. Get it over with then. I feel like a fool every time I do this.
He's getting close. Now he's looking over his shoulder. Ready, brother?
Whoa!
Well then, that's that.
And it was a good job, too. Did you see him take to his heels? A good beginning. Now, what next?
I suppose I'd better be getting on to Theobald Tubbs.
Do you want some company, brother?
Not you, sour face.
No need for you to take offense, brother Sweet. I was warning you for your own good. Just wanted to help you.
When the ghost of Benjamin Sweet needs help, he'll ask for it.
Wait a minute. Do you want me to take that back as a message from you to headquarters?
You can tell headquarters for me that I don't like their attitude and I'm fed up. And the way I feel right now, anything might happen tonight.
My good woman, must you slam doors? I'm concentrating on a speech for the National, mind you, Association of Curtain Rod Manufacturers.
If you were concentrating, Theobald Tubbs, you wouldn't hear a door slam. And anyway, I didn't slam the door. There must be a draft in here. That doorknob blew right out of my hand.
What was the matter in the kitchen?
Oh, Sam thought he saw a ghost coming down the road by the cemetery. I told him not to be silly.
That's the trouble with people nowadays. They believe anything they hear. They have no minds of their own. Nobody looks for facts. Give me the facts, and I can prove...
Oh, you don't need to make a speech to me about it.
Oh, yes, the speech. Would you like to hear what I've written so far?
No, thank you, Theobald. It'll be just like all the others.
The trouble with you, Matilda, is that you have no imagination.
How did this get in here?
What?
This box with my name on it from the dressmakers. Oh, yes, Sam was to bring it home with him tonight. But how did it get in here?
Don't ask me. I don't know. I've been concentrating on my speech. Somebody must have brought it in, that's all.
Well, this box wasn't here when I left 5 minutes ago. Sam couldn't have brought it. The cook couldn't have brought it. Well, how did it get in here?
I don't know. Quit bothering me. Where's my pipe?
Oh, I hope you've lost the smelly thing.
I was smoking it a minute ago. I laid it right here at my elbow. It's a fine thing when a man can't lay down a pipe.
Theobald, look!
Look? Look what? Where?
Beside you. Up. Higher.
Say, what is this?
Your pipe hanging in the air.
I'll be hornswoggled. It's smoking by itself.
Ah! Well, that's a good riddance. Your wife, Mr. Tubbs, is as sour as your pipe.
What's going on here? Where are you? Who in thunder...
I'm the ghost of Benjamin Sweet. Benjamin C. Sweet. And I'm right here beside you, Mr. Tubbs. Don't you ever clean this pipe, man? It's sour. Ugh.
You're what?
I'm the ghost of a man named Benjamin Sweet. A spirit. A spook, Mr. Tubbs.
A ghost? Stuff and nonsense.
I guess I know who I am. And there's very little stuff and practically no nonsense about me.
Whoever, whatever you are, get out of here.
They were right about you.
Who was right about me? See here...
They all said you couldn't be scared, Mr. Tubbs. We spooks sometimes talk these things over together.
See here, you voice, you fake. Go away. Go away.
I'll have you know, I'm not a fake. And you can have your sour pipe.
You are a fake. I can't see you. You aren't there.
I am not a fake. And I can prove it. Let's see, where is the switch?
Hey, turn those lights on again. What are you?
Now, can you see me, Mr. Tubbs? I don't show up in bright light. Can you see me, Mr. Tubbs?
Yes, I can see you. I can see right through you.
That's the way we are. That's the way we are. You can read a newspaper right through us. Right through us.
What do you want with me? See here, you can't scare Theobald Tubbs with tricks like this.
It's no trick. Anybody can be a ghost. All you do is just die.
Are you dead?
Of course I am. I'm a ghost, I tell you.
I don't believe in ghosts. I'm a sane man, a reasonable man. I don't believe in ghosts.
You cannot get rid of me, Mr. Tubbs. I was told to haunt you tonight, and if I don't, I'm going to get into trouble.
For the last time, are you going to get out of my house?
Nope. I just got an idea about you, and I want time to think it over.
Look here. Do you see this?
Say, I haven't seen a gun like that for a long time. I used to have a little .32 myself. A beauty it was.
Keep away from this gun. This is your last chance. I'm warning you. Are you going to get out of here?
I see. You're going to shoot me.
I'll give you till I count five. One, two.
Say, this is something out of the ordinary.
Three, four.
Well, five.
Did you hear me?
Haven't heard you say five yet.
A man has a legal right to shoot anybody who forces entry into his house.
Yes, indeed. You are perfectly right. You can't be too careful these days.
Five.
Well. Now that's a shame. Right into that mirror.
It didn't hurt you?
No. I think it went through my head. Maybe it was my shoulder. No, it was my head, all right. But you certainly ruined that mirror. I think I'll just lock that door. I do not like your wife, Mr. Tubbs.
Thibble, let me in!
There's nothing wrong, Matilda. My gun just went off.
I heard glass. What broke? Was that my good mirror?
Oh, there'll be the deuce to pay when she finds out.
I'll fix her up for a while. Matilda Tubbs! Matilda Tubbs! Do you hear me?
What is that?
Your time is coming, Matilda Tubbs. There, she's gone.
Say, you aren't a bad sort there, Mr.
Sweet is the name. Benjamin C. Sweet.
I think I was maybe a little hasty, Mr. Sweet.
Oh, don't mention it. A natural mistake, Mr. Tubbs. You know, Mr. Tubbs, I admire you. I cannot tell you how much I admire a man like you.
Well.
Well, you have gumption. Spirit. Fight. You'd make a good ghost yourself.
Well, I dare say I can handle most situations.
Yes, Mr. Tubbs.
Just call me Tubbs. Just plain Tubbs.
Yes, well, plain Tubbs. If you were a ghost, you'd go out and really do things. What I mean is, well, say if you didn't like the way things were run, you'd run them to suit yourself and to heaven with headquarters.
Theobald Tubbs is his own boss, dead or alive.
Yes, yes. I believe you and I would see eye to eye.
Let me tell you, Sweet, nobody ever put anything over on Theobald Tubbs.
No, I knew that the minute I met you.
No, sir, nobody ever put any fast deals over on Theobald Tubbs. I told
them. By the way, when
that
screeching wife of yours
quiets
down, she might want whatever's in that package I brought along with me.
Package.
Something I picked up on the road. Knew I was coming here. Had her name on it. I'd put my trust in you any day, Tubbs. In fact, I'd like to be associated with a man like you. Say, suppose you'd let me have a look at that revolver.
What? Oh, yes, sure. I'm a businessman, Sweet. And I might say a successful one in my line. It takes gumption. It means getting there ahead of the next man. It means...
Did you ever think of dying, Tubbs?
Dying? Nonsense. Why, my calendar's always filled up for 6 months ahead.
There isn't much to it. And it has great possibilities for a man of your caliber.
Well, it's something I'll take care of when the time comes.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Now, I make a lot of speeches one place and another. I am, I might say, in demand as a speaker. I'm working right now on a speech for the National Association of Curtain Rod Manufacturers next week. Would you like to hear as much as I've read?
I tell you, Tubbs, I've some business to transact tonight.
It'll take no time at all. This is good advice, even for a man in your position. By the way, sit down. There's a comfortable chair there, since you're here.
All right. But I don't think I'll be here much longer. This gun of yours, don't suppose you happen to have another cartridge handy? I'll load it up for you. You have nothing else to do while I'm listening to your speech, that is.
What? Oh, yes, to be sure. Here.
Thanks.
Now, the subject of this talk is quick action for quick results.
I believe you're right there.
Well, gentlemen and members of the curtain rod profession, it is a privilege to address you this
evening. Pardon me, but would you mind sitting over a little to the right so I can hear you better?
Oh, certainly.
That's better, thanks.
To address you this evening, we're all working toward the same goal.
That's another way of putting it.
We all want to know what the future holds for us.
There's a sure way of finding out.
We're all going places together.
Tubbs, you're right. You and I are going places together right now.
Why, Sweet, you've killed me.
Yes, I meant to.
Why? Why, man, you've put something over on Theobald Tubbs. Why, I'm a ghost myself now.
And you didn't believe in ghosts?
No. Funny, isn't it? Oh, say, what do we do next?
Whatever we want. Come on.
Great!
Lots of people out tonight, eh, Tubbs?
Halloween's a big night for this town, I guess. Never had time to think much about it before. Lots of parties, too, I suppose.
I'd kind of like to go to a party tonight. What do you say we do?
Hey, all right with me, say. I feel light as a feather.
You'll get used to that after a while.
Are you sure nobody can see us?
Not a chance. Too many streetlights. You can only see ghosts in the dark.
Strange business. Well, this is a fine little town we have here. One of the best street lighting systems in the state. A town needs push, spirit, go-aheadness. Give a town those...
Hey, wait a minute, Brother Tubbs. You don't have to make speeches anymore. Besides, I don't want to hear them.
No more speeches?
No more speeches.
I used to get a lot of pleasure out of my speeches. I wonder if I'll miss them much.
You're going to hear plenty of them after a while when the headquarters start checking up on the two of us. They're great on speech making.
Say, sweet, I won't have to take my pills tonight. And say, my diet, I can give it up.
I was just a little afraid you'd hold it against me, you know, my shooting you like that.
Now, don't let that worry you, sweet. I never felt so good in my life.
I must say, for a spook with a bay window like yours, you're stepping along pretty lively there.
Oh, careful, brother. First you shoot me, then you insult me. Maybe we'll have to have one of those duels they have in Europe.
Good idea. Only trouble is, we've already shot each other once tonight.
Oh, sweet, you're a good guy.
Well, just an old fellow. Don't have any business running around playing the fool. But tarnation, I've been leading a dull life for a long time.
Well, we'll keep things stirred up together now.
Yes, you're the kind of fellow I always wanted to be. Smarter than the next one. Not scared of anything.
Oh, forget all that. Hey, where's this party we're going to?
Let's try this house on the corner.
Say, I never did like the woman who lives here. Maybe we could...
Then I'll tell you what we'll do.
Now I throw the apple peel over my left shoulder. No, my right shoulder. There.
Oh, I say, Mrs. Hightrouble, it looks like a C.
Oh, let's look. Oh, I believe it is a C. My next husband's first initial will be a C. Who... No, it isn't a C after all.
Oh, I swear it isn't. It's changing. The wind must be blowing.
It's an F. My next husband's first initial will be an F.
Throw another peel, Mrs. Hightrouble. Better get his full name so you don't make any more mistakes.
Indeed. Oh, where did I put my pairing? Oh, yes. Thank you, Count. Now, over my left shoulder. There.
Oh!
F. Oh, another one. There.
F.
F. Strange initials, what?
You must throw one more, Mrs. Hightrouble. I think it's going to be his full name.
Oh, no. No, let's not play this game anymore. Won't you all have some more cider?
No, Mrs. Hightrouble, for me, one more apple peeling. Here, I've cut it for you.
All right. There.
F-O-O-L. Why, it spells fool, Mrs. Hightrouble. Queer. What?
Oh, a very stupid game. It doesn't mean anything at all, Count. Where's my cider? Someone has been drinking out of my glass.
Oh, here's your glass. I filled it up for you just a moment ago. Why, it's empty. That's extraordinary.
I'll have to have another one then. Oh, thank you so much. Now, shall we tell ghost stories?
What an unearthly noise. I say, somebody's playing tricks. There's nobody near the piano at all.
Maybe it's a spook, Count.
bother. Something's happened to my glass of cider again. Did you fill it, Count?
I'll replenish it for you, Mrs. Hightribble. A pleasure.
Let's have a ghost story.
Yes, yes, and I'll tell it. I know a perfectly blood-curdling one.
Tell us.
Well, there once was a captain on a ship who murdered one of his sailors.
It was the sailor who murdered the captain. Tell it right, or don't tell it at all.
Who's that? Now I'll tell this story the way I know it. Oh, I guess it was the sailor who murdered the captain. Oh, gracious. My cider, it's gone again.
Oh, allow me, Mrs. Hightrouble. I say, I believe you're somewhat of a cider drinker.
Well, the sailor wrapped the captain up in a quilt.
In a tarpaulin, not a quilt.
Somebody's being very impolite. But I guess there was a moon that night. Well, the sailor went to his bedroom.
His bunk in the forecastle.
But he couldn't sleep. He pitched and he tossed
It was the boat that pitched and tossed, for there wasn't any captain to steer it.
Who's interrupting me? Where's my cider?
I say, Mrs. Hightrouble, perhaps you've had just a drop too much.
Too much? I haven't had a bit.
Oh, that's a strange coincidence. There isn't any cider left in the bowl at all.
Let me finish my story.
I'll finish it. Then suddenly, all the lights in the boat went out, and a wind swept across the deck, and the captain and his mate sailed through the air singing.
Sailing, sailing o'er the bounding main.
Say, that's more exercise than I've had in 40 years.
How do you feel now, brother? Good?
I feel marvelous, but... we sit down somewhere and have a little rest? Where are we?
Sailing. Good idea I had going to that party.
Say, where are we?
This is my favorite graveyard.
Oh, pleasant spot you pick out.
Come on, sit down on the fence. One of the best fences in this country.
It's got spikes on it.
You won't notice them now. Try it.
Yes. Quite comfortable.
Ooh. Ooh.
What's that?
That is a beautiful little owl. She lives here all year round.
Say, it's been a good evening, sweet. You sure are a grand guy. This is the life.
Tubbs, I just remembered something.
What?
Tubbs, they are going to shut me up in a cupboard.
Who is?
Headquarters. They've got their eye on me. Tonight's the end of our ghostal year, Tubbs, and I haven't been working hard enough. They're going to check up on me. They sent a long-faced fellow around to warn me a little while ago.
Listen here, sweet. You're a friend of mine, and no friend of Theobald Tubbs ever got into trouble he couldn't get out of.
Oh, it's a thankless job, brother. A thankless job. It wouldn't be so bad being a ghost if they didn't check up on you so close. They aren't going to like what I did tonight at your house.
If it's all right with me, it ought to be all right with them. Who runs this outfit anyhow?
There's a board of management. You've got to follow orders.
Brother... you've got nothing to worry about when Theobald Tubbs is on your side.
Why, they won't even let you sit down and rest a minute. As soon as you do, somebody's around.
Brothers, get to work.
What did I tell you?
Oh ho, so it's you again, brother sweet. Oh ho, oh ho.
This is the one I was telling you about.
Melancholy cuss, isn't he?
Brother, you're in trouble now. You're in bad trouble.
All right. But it's nothing for you to croak about.
I warned you. They sent me to warn you, and I did.
Say, how about your scuttling along? We don't like your company.
Oh, ho, I know who you are, too. You're the new ghost of Theobald Tubbs.
Oh, jeez. I suppose the word's got around by now.
Oh, the word's got around to headquarters, all right. And you're going to have plenty of company here in a minute. They're on their way.
I suppose they're pretty... mad.
Here, here, sweet. Where's your spirit? Oh, buck up.
You don't know these guys.
Say, what is this?
Silence, Roger Tubbs. The board of management approaches.
That's headquarters.
Halt! I see the ghost of Benjamin Sweet. He sits on the fence by yonder tombstone.
Yeah.
Silence!
Ghost of Benjamin Sweet, stand up. There are two of you. Who's the other one?
I used to be Theobald Tubbs. And before you begin on my friend here, I'd like to say a few words.
Silence!
You, Shade, we know who you are. Your case will be taken up in its proper order. In the meanwhile, may I give you a friendly word of warning? You've fallen into the hands of one of the most macabre members of our company.
Now, see here,
Ghost of Theobald Tubbs, sit down.
What's the law in this suite?
When headquarters says sit down, they expect you to sit down.
Mr. Chairman, I'm a newcomer here. I've been a practicing attorney in my time, but I don't know your code. May I have a look at your law?
Clerk, hand the ghost of Theobald Tubbs the law. He can sit on the fence and read it while we proceed.
Now we're beginning to get somewhere.
Here you are, brother. The law. Don't drop it.
Cheer up, Brother Sweet. If there's a way out of this, depend on Theobald Tubbs to find it.
Now, Brother Sweet, we have just finished adding up your account for the year. It doesn't look good.
I know all about that. Go ahead. What's the verdict?
Psst! Stall for time, Sweet. These pages are all mixed up.
Listen to your report for the year, Benjamin Sweet. Total number of errands sent on?
365.
Total number of successful finishes?
250.
Total number of opportunities to transact disreputable business?
1,583.
Total number of opportunities let slip?
1,000.
Total number of people scared?
64.
And what is his quota?
402.
Total number of hours spent haunting?
36.
And his quota?
150.
Most unsatisfactory. What have you to say for yourself, Brother Sweet?
Nuts! That's what I say! Nuts!
Shade, not only is your record for the year a blot on our fair name, but tonight, on Halloween, you were given one last chance. You were sent on an important mission. Your orders were to scare Theobald Tubbs, not to shoot him! Brother Sweet, you overstepped your authority!
All right, go on.
To make bad matters worse, you took the ghost of Theobald Tubbs on a round of frivolity! You neglected your duties! You drank cider!
A ghost needs a little relaxation now and then. I haven't had a vacation since I died. I'm sick and tired of all this routine. It's a bore.
When a shade needs rest, the answer is simple. Every family needs a skeleton in its cupboard. The demand exceeds the supply. It will be very simple to make a skeleton out of you and lock you up for a century or two. Brother Sweet, the verdict in your case
stop,
is...
Stop! Wait! Hold on a minute.
Have you found something in the law, Tubbs?
Every ghost will kindly turn toward and facing the east.
What's the matter? I'm about to pronounce a verdict.
Look at the sky, Mr. Chairman.
Why, it's dawn. Why didn't somebody tell me?
You'll have to postpone the verdict till tonight.
You'll have to postpone the verdict forever, Mr. Chairman.
What?
I just found a clause in the law. Amendment 456, section 89. The page was out of place in the book.
Read it quick. Daylight's coming. We can't stay here.
Offenders against the law must be dealt with and verdict pronounced up to and including the end of the current year on Halloween night.
Well?
That's an old law, 10 centuries or so, but it's never been repealed. Therefore, you have no authority to pronounce a verdict on a crime committed last year. The new year began 1 minute ago.
Curse on you, Theobald Tubbs! Everybody run for it! The sun's coming!
Tubbs! Tubbs, I'm a free spirit! I knew you could do it!
Ah, quick action for quick results, Brother Sweet. That's me. There'll be quite a few changes made after I've been here for a while. I can see where we can make a lot of improvements in the general management. Of course, that will mean a new board of directors and certain other replacements.
You have been listening to The Ghost of Benjamin Sweet, presented by the American Radio Theater. It was written by Pauline Gibson and Frederick Gilsdorf. Directed and produced by Joy Jackson. In our cast, you heard Michael Mokey O'Reilly as Benjamin Sweet, Dan Schindler as Theobald Tubbs, Melinda Maines as Mrs. Tubbs and a woman at a party, Greg Porter as Dismal and the Chief, Marge Lutton as Mrs. Hightrebel, Connie Chaplin as another woman at a party, Ken Leese as the ghostly clerk and man at a party, Pat McNally as the count and the announcer. Other roles were played by members of the cast. Sound effects by Greg Porter and Marge Lutton. The Ghost of Benjamin Sweet was originally broadcast on January 8, 1938 on the Columbia Workshop program. It proved so popular that it became a series for 5 months. I'm Joy Jackson. This is ART, the American Radio Theater.
We'll get back to the show in just a minute, but first, a few words from ART. Hi, I may or may not be Dan Schindler. ART's ensemble of actors breathed new life into classic stories from the days of old-time radio, as well as bringing new audio dramas to full imagination. There are lots of great stories out there, just waiting for the nod of recognition. Adventure, romance, westerns, mysteries, comedies, historical stories based on real life. Maybe even you have a story. Right now, we're in the process of breathing new life into Zorro. Please have a look at our website for more information, AmericanRadioTheater.org. And now, back to treasures old and new from ART.
To put you back into a dance mood, pretend you were at the fabulous Coconut Grove at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, California. It's 1932, and you're listening to Jimmy Greer and his orchestra.
Would you like to dance with your favorite Hollywood star? Then come with us to the world-famous Coconut Grove in the Ambassador Hotel, Los Angeles. This famous rendezvous is the host of Hollywood, for the movie city loves to dance to the music of Jimmy Greer and his greater all-star Coconut Grove Orchestra. The pathos, the passion, the tenderness of feeling are all very beautiful. When Margaret Lawrence sings, "You knew you'd hurt somebody, why did it have to be me?"
Thank you.
How would you like Lois Whiteman to come up close, look into your eyes and sing, I loves you? Cheers say maybe she loves you and maybe she doesn't, but she makes you believe it if she is snuggled on your shoulder.
Charms, while the music's playing. I'm in ecstasy. Sweetheart, hear me saying, this is heavenly. Dancing while lights are low, what a grand sensation. Dancing, you ought to know, you're my inspiration. Let me dance forever, dream about your charms, snuggled on your shoulder, cuddled in your arms.
After all that talk about love, who can resist Margaret Lawrence as she sings, "That's What I Like About You"? Once remarked, fate gives us our relatives, but let us choose our friends. Now listen to Dick Webster, who tells us about just friends. Again, seems like pretending it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart, two friends but one broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried, and suddenly love died. The story ends, and we're just friends. Party is about over. Everybody happy, tired, and contented. But what girl could refuse Donald Lovis when he pleads, "Save the last dance for me"? Thank you.
and then good night. You can keep on dancing with others romancing, but save the last dance for me.
Just between ourselves, it isn't her dentist she's thinking of when Margaret Lawrence sings, "The more you hurt me, the more you make me care."
Smile of mine. No matter what you do, I'll always.
But I know the price my heart is paying. Whenever I hear someone playing sweet music in the pale
to go. Please stop by our website, www.americanradiotheater.org, and have a listen to our podcasts. Hey, see you next time.